All right, Wednesday even 11/23/22. You gonna hear it? Wednesday evening, 11/23/22. I hear it. Hello.
Okay,
then. Blast you. All right. The title of this is As They Went. All right, I'm going to read to you what my thoughts here. I have said a couple of times over the last few weeks that faith is a supernatural force. The misconceptions are that it is natural. Now, there's natural human faith, but this is not what God's faith is. I understand that, but we're looking at the faith of God. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The truth is the just shall live by faith. God is a faith God. He can't be anything else. Even with the children of Israel and all their whining and complaining and him giving them the law, that wasn't his best. He wanted them to walk by faith. That's the kind of God he is. He has never changed. We see it in Genesis 1. His creation. He says in Romans 1 that men are without excuse, that since the beginning, God's creation reflects who he is, how he operates, how he did things, the evidence for everyone to see. Have you ever wondered, I was thinking about this today, we hear it all the time, well, you know, I heard this. Well, I read the Bible once in my life, but you know they messed with it so much, I don't even bother with that anymore. I just talk to God. Thinking, you know, God and his word are one. You can't have faith without the word. So I'm thinking, we hear that a lot. And maybe some things have been skewed. Well, we've got the teacher in the church, teacher of the church inside. So I say poppycock to all of that when I hear it. This afternoon, I had the Lord quicken to me to say that he cleans house on the right and on the left as far as truthers. Because they're just saying the same old rhetoric. They're not saying anything new, anything of consequence. All they are doing is scaring the life out of people. And I said, Lord, clean them out off of there, please. Just get rid of them. We want to hear those that are really speaking the truth. We want to hear those that are really, they love you. They know the truth about you. Me, for one, I don't want to hear any more bashing about the Word of God. It's caused me to be where I am at and you where you are at in the Lord. Even though they say it's skewed, even though they say it's just a drop in the bucket compared to all the books that there are. Well, I'd say if you had one word of God. It seemed like I remember one time hearing about this village that all they had was one page. One page. That's how powerful this word is. One page. I tell you, one scripture. That's how powerful this word is. That's all you need. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. All you, whoever out there, them programmers that are pushing that kind of crud, if you ever hear my voice, stop it. That's all I got to say about it. Just stop it. We have had enough. We're ready to move on with God and what he has for us. All right, Romans 1. They are without excuse, Paul says. The The subtitle over this is called The Just Shall Live by Faith. I like this Bible because it has sections and has little titles about what this passage is talking about. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not either. I'm not ashamed. I know people mean well, but they just need to stop it about God's word. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. To me, that's what's going on. They're holding the truth in unrighteousness. They're babbling about things they know nothing about. They believe the aliens are up there over God's word. They're so-called truthers, but what do they believe? Oh, we sit out on our porch and we see all these ships and the off-world people and all this stuff, and I'm going, and you've read the Bible once and this is what you say? It's no good. I threw it away. And flat earth is BS. That's a direct quote, but they said the words. Like, there's over 200 scriptures that validate flat earth in God's word, in this fragmented book with only 66 books. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. All they got to do is look up. All they got to do is get a glass of water. Water always finds its level, right? For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. This silliness has got to stop. It has to stop. As soon as we get the body of Christ in order and we're all saying the same thing, all this garbage will quit. Satan's voice will no longer be here to distort and misconstrue everything that God has said. I think for the first time I really saw it as Satan's agenda today more than ever. They've tried to skew with everything else, for sure. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible men, and to birds, and four-footed beasts, and creeping things like Baphomet. A goat with breast and a male appendage. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. And they call us fools, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. If this was, this is just what we're experiencing right here, worldwide. For this cause, and this is just a handful of them compared to everyone on the earth. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. The tranny thing has gone crazy. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. I tell you what Obama did, it'll be a special place down there for him, for sure. I remember Kenneth Copeland saying his end has been determined. You talk about evil. He opened Pandora's box on his way out. This is what happened right here. There's even gays coming out and saying, if we had known that they were going to hurt the children, if they were going to go this way. See, they piggybacked on the LGBTQ movement to get their nasty trannies in to mess with the children. I heard a lesbian woman, an older woman, say that. She said, I would have never stood up for my rights as a lesbian had I known what they were going to do to the children. Kind of like the BLM being overrun by Antifa. They piggybacked on their movement to get a door in to do their destruction. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. They got a bad way coming. So, the way of God is the way of faith. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. We are saved by faith. We are healed by faith. Everything that we receive from God is by faith. Faith calls those things which be not as though they were. This is Romans 4. Just like the father of our faith, Abraham. 4:16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but so that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Danny had a word here a while back, and it was about, you know, what are we going through, this and that and so. And the Lord said, it's more about the stronghold in your minds than anything else is where your trouble comes. Isn't that how Abraham struggled for 25 years before the baby? It was his own strongholds. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded. There you go. No strongholds. He finally got where he was fully persuaded that what he had promised he was able also to perform. And therefore it was imputed unto him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but for us also to whom it shall be imputed, if we believe on him that raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Before Abraham had any children, God called it. He called him a father of many nations. Isn't that what the Word of God says? By stripes you are healed, 1 Peter 2:24. And other things. Okay. Here's the rub about faith. Most do not understand that seeing is not believing, but believing is seeing. That's the thing about God. You have to believe first, not see first. Most, you know, if they don't see it within 24 hours, 48 hours, well, they got to go to another source. Well, God just never comes through for me. It's because they don't understand the way God operates, the way he's always operated. He's not going to change it for anybody either. It's either his way or no way. All right. In the ministry of Jesus, we see this reflected. This is Luke chapter 7. 7-Eleven. And it came to pass after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother. She was a widow, and much people of the city were with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the region round about. And his disciples of John showed him all of these things, and John calling unto him, And John calling unto him two of his disciples sent them to Jesus, saying, Art thou he that should come, or should we look for another? When the men were coming to him, they said, John the Baptist hath sent us unto thee, saying, Art thou he that should come, or look we for another? You know what? I'm reading 7. It's 17. Oh, well, it wouldn't be normal if I didn't at least get it wrong one time, would it? Okay, 17. All right. Sorry about that. All right. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves to the priest. Now you have to understand, under the law, as a leper, you would have to go to the priest and he would have to declare you clean. All right? And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. They acted on the word of Jesus. Well, people ought to be up. You know what I'm saying? That's what Brother Hagin, that's what the Lord spoke to him. Well, you know, well, people be up this time in the morning. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering said, Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? They are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, thy faith hath made thee whole. Now the others were cleansed, but they weren't whole. You know, maybe the damage that the leprosy had left, they would remain with the damage, but they wouldn't progress any further. But there's a big difference being made whole. It's like it never happened. Right? Nothing missing, nothing broken there. Verse 20-21. And when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, The kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, Lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. That's why they missed it, because they were looking for some outward show, just like most people are looking for the rapture and the temple to be built and all these things going on in the end times. They don't realize the kingdom of God is inside. Everything Jesus did come from the inside. All right. From the inside out, not from the outside in. The work that Jesus did on the cross was for the inner man. That was the man in the garden that fell. A spirit man that got reborn again. That's what happens when you become born again. You're dead. Your spirit man's just dead. It gets resurrected. All right? This is the way it was in the garden before the fall. Satan got God's creation to look to the outward instead of the inward. It caused his man to make the wrong decision, and it doomed all of us until Jesus came and set it right. Yeah, he's our only hope. All right, I want to look to Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Verse 1 says, cast your bread or thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Give a portion to 7 and also to 8, for thou knowest not what evil shall be upon the earth. If the clouds are full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth, and if the tree fall toward the south or toward the north, in the place where the tree falleth, there it shall be. He that observeth the wind shall not sow. He that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. So, these lepers acted on Jesus' word. They had to receive. They had to act like it was done before they ever saw it. And this is the same concept here. If you're looking at how much you have or the situation you're in before you will, then you're looking at the symptoms and not the answer. He that observeth the wind, isn't that the symptoms, shall not sow. He that regardeth the clouds shall not reap. So you're not going to act on faith when you got symptoms, right? Now, to me, that's like sowing a seed. You step out in faith, believing that God has already said it is done. In the morning sow thy seed, and in the evening withhold not thy hand, for thou knowest not whether shall prosper, either this or that, or whether they both shall be alike good. Believe and receive, not receive and believe. Anybody can believe if you receive it. All right, let's go to Luke 7 this time, not 17. But another portion of Scripture there. Now when he had ended, verse 1, all of his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion's servant was so dear unto him, was sick and ready to die. When he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loveth our nation, and he hath built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was now not far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof. Wherefore, neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say unto one, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned him about and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And they that were sent returning to the house found the servant whole that had been sick. That's a very good example. To have the, you know, the physical evidence to prove it is one thing. But to believe it before you ever see it, that's faith. All right? To have physical evidence is to say, prove it, God, then I will believe you. All right, go to Acts. I just picked out some. It's all through here. Acts 3, verse 1. I remember one time Keith Moore teaching. He has a very good series on healing called God's Will to Heal. Probably one of the best I've ever heard. And he said, what difference does it make if God's Word says it's so, even if, well, Bob's been studying for 3 years. So? Does that change God's Word? Because you've been standing for 3 years? No. His word doesn't change. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something from them. Kind of like these people that beg around here. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he was leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon, greatly wondering. Well, they could have not got up, you know. Peter just spoke the word. I mentioned this before in The Chosen. There's one, a lame man that Jesus healed, and he said, he just looked at him kind of smiling and said, Get up. And the guy looked at him like, don't you see? He said, get up and walk. And the guy did. He had an option. But he was going to have to act it out. God wasn't going to blow him off the floor. Okay. He jumped up on what Peter said before his mind was able to tell him, No, wait, a lame man can't walk. As they went, here is where the rest of God comes in. We rest in the fact that God says it is so. That's believing. Contrary to what we see. Not wrestling with symptoms of the supposed condition, but believing God's word. Well, it doesn't matter. God says it's so. Acting on that. He says it's so. All right? 2 Corinthians 10 through 5 talks about the weapon of our warfare isn't carnal. It's mighty through God to the putting down of strongholds, casting down every high and lofty thing. There's those thoughts. Try to get us to believe the bad report. Get us to believe the symptom. Get us to not believe what God's word says. All right? It's a mental battle. The enemy has come to steal your victory with false evidence. Does the word say that it is this way? Yes. Then believe and rest in the fact that don't let anything of contrary evidence talk you out of what God's word has already said concerning your situation. It doesn't have to be healing. It can be any situation. All right? John 5. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Verse 1. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. Now think about this. This place has got thousands and thousands and thousands of infirm people. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but when I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. Don't you feel sorry for me? Jesus saith unto him, Rise up, take up your bed and walk. And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked. And the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him, That was cured. It is the Sabbath day. It's not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus findeth him in the temple and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come unto thee. In other words, don't let that mindset come back on you that got you where you are or were. The walk of faith is not looking back, but looking forward. Looking back is not part of the operation of the kingdom. All right, Luke 9. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath nowhere to lay his head. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. Just think about that. Well, I will, you know, when things get better, when I have more money or when I have, you know, this situation works out or whatever, then I'll do something for God. I'll obey the Lord. Thing is, it creeps up on you. And then you realize, that was 20 years ago. For this man there was but, Lord, I will but. Sounds like Ecclesiastes, doesn't it? He that considers the clouds, the circumstances, this or that, he won't sow, he won't go unless everything is perfect. Well, it never is going to be perfect. I'll do it when all conditions are favorable. What camp are you hanging with? Symptoms are not a gauge on whether you are healed or not. Satan accommodates with symptoms to steal your faith. This is Mark 4. The parable of the sower says it. 4:14. The sower soweth the word. And these are they, by the way, verse 14. These are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. Now let's look at some of the conditions that he uses. And these are they likewise which are on stony ground, who when they have heard the word immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. In other words, the symptoms didn't leave. And these are they which are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. They didn't let the devil steal the word from them. All right, Mark 11. Jesus taught his disciples. This is Mark 11:11. And Jesus entered into Jerusalem, into the temple, and when he had looked round about all the things, and now the eventide was come, he went out unto Bethany with the 12. And on the morrow, when they were come from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, he came, if happily he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. And Jesus answered and said unto it, No man ate fruit of thee hereafter forever. And his disciples heard it. I don't think Jesus just randomly did that. He followed the Spirit. All right, verse 20 says, And in the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answering saith unto him, have faith in God or have the God kind of faith. This is not natural human faith. This is a spiritual force. And verily I say unto you, see, faith, God's faith moves mountains. And when you follow the Spirit in what you say, you will too. For verily I say unto you that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. See, Jesus didn't look back at the fig tree. The disciples did, but he didn't. Therefore I say unto you, what things ever you desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. All right, Satan does not have the say. You do. Don't give him your voice. He's just the deep state player. He's behind them. They have stolen from us all our lives. Now we know the truth, and now they are being caught, and they will never steal from us again. That is easy for you to understand. Well, behind them is Satan. He's doing the same thing that he's done since Genesis 6. Really, Genesis 3. All right? If Jesus visited you today and said to you that you're healed, what would you do? Would you believe him? Well, Jesus is the Word of God, and the Word has become flesh. All right, let's look at a couple more scriptures. We're going to be done. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Yeah. Then John 1. Verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So Jesus, you know, what he did included everything that's broken in your life. And God gave us the faith, just like he gave the Son of God faith. We are now the sons of God. They shall not yet appear what we shall be. But he didn't want us having anything missing or broken in our life. We can depend on him. We just have to be careful not to let Satan's mind game distract us. The cares of this world distract us. The riches of this world distract us from what God's Word already says about us. As far as he's concerned, it's already done. He's just waiting for you to get in agreement with it and stop letting the circumstances tell you otherwise. Okay.